Hey everyone, welcome to part 3 of my demo of Forza. This is where I will try to explain how multiplayer works. Now, the way I'm doing this is a bit backwards because I've already put together part 2, which is where I actually join a player and we race. For part 1, I'm recording this a bit later. And I want to show you the experience to create an event itself. And then, of course, I will try to piece together part 2 of this demo, but from the point of view of you won't really be able to tell. It will look like a single file. Now, let's get started. So, the way I have this configured, I bought the game on the Microsoft Store, which means that I have the game for both PC and presumably an Xbox console. I don't know how the Xbox works. I don't have one. I assume the steps are pretty similar, but if you have a console, I can't really help you with that. I believe, from what I've been told, if you purchase the game on Steam, you can supposedly link it to a Microsoft profile, and then you can play. I don't know how that works, so for those of you that have Steam and want to do cross-play, I don't know how that works. So the first thing that I want to do is show you how you would go about joining a game. So I'm going to go to the Start menu.
Start window. Search window.
And I'll type in Xbox.
Xbox app. Xbox. Xbox window.
I'll press the Enter key. Now,
Game Pass home loaded.
Okay, so I think we are now loaded into the Xbox app. So this will assume that
new notification. One in red. New notification from Xbox. Install update. .1 of 1 window.
And it wants me to install an update. That's lovely. I'll do that at some point. That's done through the Microsoft Store. So the way this works, I'm going to assume that you have some people in your Xbox list of friends. If you don't, you can add them. And the way that I navigate this is tabbing. Unfortunately, the best way to navigate seems to be tabbing a whole bunch of times. So if I tab through here.
Profile and settings. Slanim 9258 signed in menu. Profile and settings.
So that's the profile. That is also my name on the Xbox network. So if you would like to play against me or chat or do things like that, I will put that in the description, but just for those that might want to grab it here.
And setting dash slanim 9L.
So my name is
SLANNON9258.
So that's how you can find me if you want to add me on the Xbox network.
Notifications center. You have one unread notifications button. Notifications tooltip.
Now, this is also a way to join games. If someone has sent you an invite, you can click on here.
Time for an update. Unread. 2 minutes ago button.
And time for an update.
More actions button. More actions tooltip. Dismiss button.
Just
notifications center.
Clear that. So, if someone has invited you, the alert will be there. You can click on it and there will be a join button. If the game is not running, the game will load and you will be connected to that player's game, basically.
Game Pass.
Now, that's Game Pass. I don't have Game Pass. I don't know how it works. I assume it's accessible because the person that I was playing with plays this game using Xbox Cloud Gaming, which requires a Game Pass subscription. And that's the other thing to to note too, if you are playing this using a console and you're not using cloud gaming, you will have to pay for a Game Pass subscription to play with people. I don't know why, particularly when gameplay on a PC is free, but I guess it is what it is.
My library.
So if I keep tabbing here.
Cloud gaming. Store. Most recent list. Close button. Games list mode combo box. Forza Motorsport. 135 of 1,000 gamer score achieved button view game details.
Okay, that's a bunch of crap about the game scores, and there's a bunch of things in here, but what we're trying to find is the friends list.
Manage recent installations. Show queue button. Friends. One online button collapsed. Expand friends list tool.
So I'll press enter right here.
Expanded. Friends. Friends list.
And I will hit down arrow. Well, actually, no. So you can't do that. So you continue to tab.
Show friends a new window button. Show friends a new window tool tip.
You can bring up your friends list inside of a new window. I don't find this to be necessary. But if I keep tabbing.
Search for people edit blank. Find more friends button. More actions button. Friends tab selected. Friends tool tip. Chat tab. Chat tool tip.
So you have chat because, of course, with the Xbox network, you can create parties and chat rooms and things like that.
Start a party button.
Like that.
Final Say 83. Sabine Fa 1 CKG. Mortal Kombat 1 button.
So
Seth Gamer number 1018. Seth Martinez. Last seen 1 meter ago. Home. Favorited button.
So if I down arrow here, I will see my list of friends that have that I have in my profile. Now, the cool thing is for people that are online, this list will change to tell you what they're doing. So if I go back up here,
Inals 83, Sabine Fa 1 CKG, Mortal Kombat 1 button.
So apparently that person is playing Mortal Kombat 1, which I do not have. This list will look different from the list that you hear when I'm actually playing the game, because, like I said, this is being recorded about 12 hours later. Not quite. Actually, no, that's not right. Probably almost 24 hours later. I'm sorry. So basically, what you would do to join a player is you press the context menu key, which is either the applications key or shift F10.
Quick actions menu opened. Pop-up dialog. Open player card.
And if I go down.
Open profile. Favorite. Invite to party. Report.
Well, I don't have the option here because this player is not playing. But if a player was hosting a game of Forza, I would be able to click on join. And if the game was not running, the game would load and you'd be able to join. So that's how the Xbox app works, basically. Or rather, that's what I tend to use it for. So if I close out of here now.
Audacity.
Here we are back in the program where I am recording. Now, the last thing that I will show you is how to create a match and a few things that you may want to do in there. And then I will transition to the actual gameplay portion. So I will pause the recording and come back. Okay, the game has loaded, and I will now go into the options here.
Forza Motorsport.
So there are a few things that you might want to change before you actually get started or when you're actually playing. If I go to
driver, media, store, settings.
In here.
Settings, driving assists, driving accessibility, visual, world colorblind filter.
Now, UI, there's a few things in here.
Screen.
Let's go down here.
Read, in rate, quick, per segment, car level, XP, tire and race penalty, disqualify, audio description, speech to text, on, transcribe voice chat to on-screen text when you are in an in-game voice chat session. Text to speech, on. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text by chapters. During an in-game voice chat session, press right stick button to activate text entry mode. Text will be sent as audio to other people in your in-game voice chat session. Left bumper previous group, right bumper next group, Y button reset to default, B button close.
So you probably want text-to-speech turned on, especially if you are a blind player. This will let you send and receive text-to-speech chat messages. I think it uses a Microsoft voice. I don't know whether you can change it on Windows. I think you can with the Xbox. But this can be helpful for text chat. I think the game itself has chat features. I don't know how to access those, and I don't know if they are accessible with narrator. The speech to text does the opposite. I don't know if that's blind friendly. I think it just puts the information on the screen. So if people are using voice chat, I think that will be transcribed into text that you can read. And speaking of voice chat, if I go to
gameplay and HUD, instrumentation, audio,
right here,
sound mixer, master output, 100.
I'll go down to the very bottom.
Other, microphone, off, controls whether other players can hear you in an online session. Left bumper previous group, right bumper next group, Y button reset to default, B button close.
You can turn your microphone on or off, and this, as it says, will control whether the other players in your game can hear you. This can be quite handy if you're talking to people and you want to talk to them while you race. So those are the options that you may want to check. I'll
home,
come out of here.
9258, race.
So now I'll go to race.
Career, build your free rivals, private multiplayer, custom events, good company, play with your friends and set the pace. Includes the many options from free play, plus multiplayer only event settings.
And X button, I'll go
car,
in here.
B button back, private multiplayer, invite friends, join your friends on the track. This will open your Xbox friend list. View button invite friends, Y button driver list, B button back, A button select, right stick button text to speech.
And here we are in the menu where you can do things. Now, the option here is to invite people. So if I click on this,
and game in UI window, game in UI window, send game invite grouping, cancel button.
It brings up the Xbox UI, which is not read by the game. It is read by NVDA, which is the reader I have installed inside of Windows itself. So if I tab around here,
friends toggle button pressed. People you might know toggle button not pressed. Search friends at a blank list. Anil Sadie 3 Sabine Fa 1s Seth Gamer 1018 Seth Martinez. Last seen 11 meters.
And I can down arrow or I can go up. I can search.
Blind Gamer 200. Last seen 19 hours ago. Forza Motorsport not selected.
And
cancel button. Friends toggle.
What you would do, you would press enter on the player that you wanted to invite. Tab over to the button to send it and click on that. That person will get an alert in the notification area that I explained about previously. And when you click on that and the person is still hosting the game, your copy of the game will join.
Forza Motorsport.
So that's that. If I go down here,
create event. Create an event from scratch to play with your group.
And
load event setup. Choose one of your saved event setups to use in a private match, including any setup created in free play.
You can load presets. I don't know how to do that. I think it probably tells me during the actual creation process. I'm not going to spend too much time on this because the options are almost identical to creating a free play game.
Create event, create an game type, circuit race. Right bumper next group, menu button load slash save event setup, Y button reset to default, B button back, A button accept all.
Okay, I guess for the menu button, you hit that on the controller and that will save the options that you have made. So once again here, we have the race type. So if I go to the right.
Game type, timed race. Game type, multi-class. Game type, meetup.
So these are all pretty much the same. My understanding is think of meetup as that is like test drive, where you can just drive around with the other players and you don't win. You can just drive around and chat and do things like that.
Meetup. Event format, race length, dimmed, short. Track and conditions, track, random. Select the track location for this event.
And this is all the same. I'm going to go to the right here with the right bumper.
Cars, car restrictions, car division, any. Car class, any. Performance index min, 100. Specify the minimum performance index for cars in this event. Left bumper previous group, right bumper next group. Menu button load slash save event setup. Y button reset to default. B button back. A button accept all.
You can set car restrictions. So if you want players to play a specific way, you can do that here.
Rules, rules and regulations, event rules presets, club rules, a good challenge with less focus on race strategy and penalties limited to track cutting. Place first, second, or third to collect bonus.
These are the same presets that we saw previously.
Car-to-car collisions, ghost back markers, simulation level, dimmed, cosmetic damage only. Forza race regulations, dimmed, limited penalty, overrides, overrides, force off suggested line, off. Decide whether players in the session are allowed to use the suggested line driving assist. Left bumper previous group, menu button load slash save event setup, Y button reset to default, B button back, A button accept all.
This section lets you turn on different things, so like if I go down.
Force off STM, off, decide whether players in the session are allowed to use the stability management driving assist. Force off TCS, off, decide whether players in the session are allowed to use the traction control system assist. Highest shifting assist allowed, automatic, any shifting assist is allowed.
So there's things like that. You can turn off most of the assists, just not the blindness specific ones, which is a very good thing, because if you could turn those off, then that wouldn't be very fair, now would it? If I go to the right once again, that is the last page here.
Highest steering assist allowed, fully assisted. Force off throttle assist, off. Decide whether players in the session are allowed to use throttle assist.
And I won't go through them all. Once you've customized things, you press A.
Accept event setup. Would you like to accept these options? Okay.
And I'll hit A again.
Joining lobby. Please wait. Creating game session. Contacting servers. Connecting to game server.
And the game will
loading.
Connect.
Loading. Loading.
And it's taking a very long time to load. Not sure why. Probably
loading.
My computer. Oop, I missed what that said.
Loading.
Oh, it's still loading. Jeez. So basically, once this is done, you'll be put in the screen where you
loading.
Can... There we go.
Rain showers leave the track slick.
Yas Marina Circuit, North Circuit.
Oh, it chose a random thing here.
Select car, Slanin 9258, credits 745,600, level 13, prestige rank 0, Acura, car column 2,
I don't want me to choose a car, so I'll just choose a car.
Changing car, private multiplayer, meetup, start race, dimmed, not enough players to start the race. View button invite friends, X button mute all other drivers, Y button driver list, A button select, right stick button text to speech.
And, so now we are in the screen to actually host the event. I can't start it because obviously I am the only player here. You know what? I think there was actually an option that I skipped when I was trying to explain things. So let me go down here.
Event. Car.
So you can...
Event.
You can check the event. If you're hosting it, you can change things. If not, you can just view the options that the host has set.
Car.
You can change your car.
Settings.
You can change your options.
Exit.
And you can quit.
Set car. Event.
So I click here.
Event info. Private multiplayer. Meetup. Weather moderate rain. Weather moderate rain. Car division any. Car class any.
And
track environment.
It tells
driver
me
list.
The information. I can go down. I can get the driver list.
Your position, 1, status, host, muted, car info, 2018 Acura number 36 NSX GT3, speed, 4.7, braking, 6.7, handling, 6.9, acceleration, 6.3. View button invite friends, X button mute all other drivers.
And it gives you
driver
the
list.
Key commands once
view
again.
View button event setup.
I can modify this event, so maybe I want to change my mind and I want to change things. Let's go in here.
Game type. Meetup.
And we'll
right.
go down.
Event format. Race. Track end condition. Track layout. Number of laps. Race timer. Starting time of. Custom starting time. Custom starting time. Time progress. Time skip. Weather. Dynamic track. Starting track. Lobby setup. Lobby password. Dimmed. Optional password for your lobby. Anyone trying to join will have to enter this password. For no password, leave this field blank.
Okay, and it looks like it's not going to let me create a password because the event has already started. Now, you could click on this and set a password. On a PC, when you click on this, it will bring up a box to type the password into. I think on the Xbox, you have to use the keyboard on the Xbox. You may want to have a password to prevent people from joining. Maybe you want this to be private and it's just you and one person. And speaking of which, the next option.
Number of players, 24. Specify the maximum number of live player opponents allowed in the race, including the host. A multiplayer event must have at least 2 players for the event to start.
So, 24, I believe, is the max.
24. 24.
So that's 23 plus the host. So that's a lot of players.
Private
let's go back.
Multiplayer, meetup, event.
Alright.
Start race, dimmed, not enough players to start the race.
If I had some people here and I had my chat on, they could hear me talking. You can hit the right stick.
Gaming UI window, gaming UI window, QE.pages.txt entry page grouping, input text to say in chat.
This pops up a window to type in text. Now, the text box does not take the keyboard focus by default, so you have to hit tab.
Input text to say in chat. Edit blank.
So I type in, this is a test of TTS chat.
Input text to say in chat. Input text dot.
And it's not reading it if I press the up and down keys because the Xbox windows aren't, well, they're a bit strange in terms of accessibility. But if I hit home,
C.
Right, and I can move right by word,
is this,
or let's go left, this
is a test of TTS chat.
And to send it, you have to tab over to send.
Okay button.
Or okay, and click on that.
Forza Motorsport.
Now, the other players would hear that being voiced. I do not, because I'm the one that sent it. And I don't think you can control the voice on Windows. It uses one of the Microsoft Cloud voices, I believe. So that's how that works, basically. And like I said, once people have joined, you can hit start, the race will start, and you'll be good to go. what I'm going to do now is go to part two of this demonstration where I actually race, and hopefully you will get a better idea as to how that works. So,
Audacity. Track.
I hope you guys enjoy, and I will be back in just a second. And here we are back again. This is going to be the demo part of this recording, where I'm actually playing with someone, and I have CD here with me, who will be helping me out with this part. And I guess he doesn't want to say anything. Okay, well. So, let's get started here. So, the way I'm going to do this, I'm going to join him using the Xbox app. Because for some reason, we couldn't make it work to have him join me. So, I'll do the other way around.
Rate 60.
So, let me run the Xbox app here. I'm going to go to the start menu.
Xbox
type
app.
In Xbox
window.
And I'll go back to...
I'm gonna create the event again because...
Okay. Yeah, so he's creating the event, and I'm gonna go back to the list of friends here.
Game pass.
Tab over here.
Cloud game store. Most recent games list.
Private multiplayer.
Manage recent ins-
Actually, I may have to turn you down just a little bit because I think you are a bit too loud now.
OB Forza Demo, Forza Motors, Xbox, OB Forza Demo, Team, Media, CD. Volume, 60, Forza Demo.
This is why this is not professional, you guys, but you know what?
Xbox.
We'll just roll with it.
Friends, two online button collapse.
So let's go here into friends. So friends press list. The enter key here.
Show for, search for, find more friends, more action, friends tab select, chat tab, start a part, I'm all 83. CD360, CD3BIA, Forza Motorsport, setting up an event in private multiplayer button in a joinable game.
Okay, so just like before, it's telling me the status of your friends, and it tells me right now that he's creating a game, so I'll hit the context menu key.
Quick actions menu opened.
And we'll go down.
Open favorite, invite, join game.
To join, and I will press enter. Now,
how would you like to play this game? You can play it here on your PC or stream it. Pop-up window.
Okay, it says I can play the game here on my computer or I can stream it. I don't have a console. I don't have cloud gaming. So we'll just tab over to
stream button.
Play.
Play here button.
Play here, and I'll press enter.
CD360.
Private multiplayer. Invite friends. Join your friends on the track. This will open your Xbox friend list. See invite friends, our driver list, escape back, return select, and text to speech.
And I have the game open. Wait, why is it not joining?
Forza demo. OB Forza Motorsport.
Create event. Dim.
Because the event isn't created yet.
Choose one of your saved event setups to use in a private match, including any setup created in match request. Please wait.
There we go.
Connecting to game server. Loading.
2005 BMW M3.
So what car do I want to use?
Blue sky graces the track.
Eagle Rock Speedway, Oval Circuit. Return skip.
I guess I'll press A to skip.
Select car, Acura, car column 2, 2018 Acura number 30.
Right trigger.
Aston Martin, Audi, Bentley, car, BMW, car col, BRM, car, Chevrolet, car column, Dodge, car, Ford, car columns, Honda, car col, Hyundai, car
Honda.
Col, Honda, car column 12, 2020 Honda number 73 LA Honda World Racing Civic, car level, changing car, loading, please wait. Private multiplayer, circuit race, ready.
So,
mute button invite friends, X button mute all other drivers, Y button driver list, A button select, right stick button text to speech.
Yeah, so this event screen is going to look very similar to what I demonstrated previously. Basically, this time I'm not hosting it, I am joining it, so I can't modify things, but I can hit ready. And now we're just waiting until he is
launch countdown ready to start. 0005.
And here's the countdown.
Loading. Loading.
I hope
this might take a while.
Yeah, this might take a while. So, he's using loading. Cloud Gaming. I'm not, but...
I'm using Cloud Gaming while connected to a VPN server in Sweden.
Oh, dear. Here we go.
Left four long.
Overtake plus 10 CXP.
And I think I overtook him. I'm spinning. Oh, wait. There we go. So basically, once you're connected, the race behaves just like it does when you're playing offline. Oh, crap, hit the wall.
Segment score 1.0.
Left four long.
And just like the offline mode, I can pause the game and
pause
press
menu.
Y.
Your position, 1, best, 00 minutes, 00.000 seconds.
And
status,
if I go down.
Driving, muted, car info, party member, 2, best, 00 minutes, 00.000 seconds. Status, driving, muted, car info, 2005 BMW M3, speed, 6.8, braking, 3.0, handling, 2.7, acceleration, 4.9. Last lap, dirty, 01 minutes, 03.935 seconds.
So the weird thing is this menu is not telling me the player names.
Resume.
I don't get that. But anyway, let's continue racing here.
Left four long.
I think I can hear his car. Oh shit.
Segment score 1.0. Last lap, dirty, 00 minutes, 50.242 seconds.
Left four long.
Oh, let me back up because I think I spun out. Now, what I didn't check, how many laps are we doing?
Five.
Okay. Once again, you get to see my terrible driving skills. So I think what we'll do is...
My even worse driving skills.
Oh yeah, he's even worse than I am, because I think he's behind me.
Segment score 1.0.
So I think what I'll do is I'll make a recording of this race, and then I'll go back and add some stuff to the beginning of it so that it makes more sense, and you get the continuity. And we'll call this
Left Four Long
racing demo for multiplayer. Oh boy. And you can hear the other cars, I think, when they change laps. I'm not really sure how that works.
Segment score 1.0.
Oh, my driving's terrible.
Last lap, dirty, 01 minutes, 55.220 seconds.
Left four long.
Segment score 1.0.
left four long.
So, yeah, this is just...
This is not a tutorial on how to drive, people. This is...
No. This is most definitely not. Oh, crap.
Segment score 1.0. Last lap, dirty 00 minutes, 48.939 seconds.
Left four long.
This is how you blind drive in this game. I would not want...
Segment score 1.0.
Left four long.
You what, sorry? Yeah, I would not want to race with complete strangers, because they would beat the crap out of me. Especially if they had vision. Oh, jeez. This is really bad. This is really bad. Wait, I think I spun out, so let's back up. Turn to the left.
No, segment score 1.0.
This is much better. I'm now pretty much relying on the
last
entirely
lap,
on the
zero,
CPU because
minute,
I can't,
zero, nine
I,
point
I cannot
seven,
drive.
58 seconds.
Left four long.
Well, you can play it like that. It's not as much fun.
Segment score 1.0.
Left four long.
So we're just continuing to go here.
Segment score 1.0. Last lap, dirty 00 minutes, 56.781 seconds.
Left four long.
Whoa. I spun out. Actually, you might be in front of me now. Let me check my...
Pause menu.
Position.
Party member 1. Best 00. Your position 2.
Oh,
resume.
He's ahead of me now. Probably because he's using the computer to drive instead of driving himself, which is slightly unfair. Well, I mean. I could have the computer drive for me, but what fun would that be?
Left four long.
Segment score 1.0. Last lap, dirty 01 minutes, 38.651 seconds.
Left four long.
Segment score 1.0.
Left four long.
I wouldn't need to rely so much on the CPU if it wasn't such a terrible driver.
Well, There's that. It takes practice. Going off the track like crazy.
Segment score 1.0. Level up, 100 CP. Last lap dirty 01 minutes, 07.458 seconds.
Left 4 long.
Are you sure this is an actual race and not just an infinite thing?
Segment score 1.0.
Left 4 long.
Because it seems like an... It seems like...
Segment score 1.0. Last lap dirty 00 minutes, 46.428 seconds.
Left 4 long.
Ow.
What lap are we on? Because I've kind of lost track.
Segment score 1.0.
Left 4 long.
That's why I really wish that we could check.
Segment score 1.0. Last lap dirty 00 minutes, 49.762 seconds.
Left 4 long.
Okay, so if this doesn't end after this next lap, I think I'm going to call it quits.
It's ended. It's ended for me.
Oh, what the hell? Okay, then my thing's glitching. Let me just quit out of here then.
Pause menu, setting, exit. To event menu.
So we'll go back to the
return to the pre-race menu. Any earned credits and menu. XP will be saved. Yes.
And it asked me if I want to go back to the menu.
Probably because I crossed the finish line before you did.
Private multiplayer, circuit race, ready.
Okay.
View, event.
So that's basically it. And like I said, you can view the event from here. You can change your car.
Car settings.
You can access the options. Now, because I'm not the host, I can't
car event
change anything. But
event info, private multiplayer, circuit race, time of day 12 p.m., weather clear, race length 11 laps, car division any, car class any, track environment, Eagle Rock Speedway, track layout, oval circuit, track length 1.02 miles.
Yeah, okay.
View event. Car. View button invite friends. X button mute all other drivers. Y button driver list. A button select. Right stick button text to speech.
But yeah, that's basically how this works. I'm going to go ahead and close the game.
Xbox.
And close the Xbox app.
Forza demo. Team talk. OBS
and
start for stop recording manage start stream stop
yeah so I guess that's it. Like I said, I hope you found this helpful. This was probably not the most professional demo, and probably not the best out there, but that's how you configure multiplayer games. And again, I'm not really sure why I didn't win, or it didn't just end. I guess either I got confused or I was still doing laps. It might have been the latter. I'm not sure. Anyway, I guess we'll call this complete, and I hope you guys enjoy. If you have any questions, comments, things like that, you can leave them in the comments, and of course I'll put my gamer tag in the description for those of you that might want to race with me. Anyway, you guys take care.